Welcome to Mafia, a new podcast telling stories of America's criminal underworld.
Gotti assumed the position of head of the Gambino family.
And using the name Donnie Brasco, I was able to infiltrate the Bonanno crime family in New York City.
Bugsy Siegel is an American mob legend.
One man changed the whole texture and landscape of crime in America.
Listen to Mafia every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
The Gray and Green Show is brought to you by Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids. They right now are offering a special. If you want eyelash extensions, they're normally $225. But right now, go in, say Jackie and Rachel sent you, and you'll get a full set for only $105.30.
Check out Urban Obsession on Fountain Street in downtown GR.
Hey, and welcome to the Gray and Green Show. It's Jackie Green, and Kelsey's back.
I wish you had been recording, because I was saying some funny stuff.
She's my favorite trash talker. Kelsey knows how to get it and get it deep. She really does.
I'll get you where it hurts.
So we've had, like, the craziest week of our lives.
Work
That's
is...
That's extreme. That's not really my
It's week. Work is really weird right now, and it has been since, like, last week. Thursday?
Yeah. So, okay, backing up, Gravy no longer is with Cumulus Media, where we work. And if you listen to Gravy and Rachel in the morning, then you know that by now.
And he was on one of the episodes of the Gray and Green Show.
Yeah, he filled in once.
Gray was on maternity leave.
Yeah. So, he gone. And now we have a new guy, and he started today. So Rachel was a bit overwhelmed. She's a new co-host, and she just had a lot. It was a long week for her.
Yeah, she's been having to work like double the hours she's used to working.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just like.
Plus, it's only her third week back from maternity leave. So she's just back, new nanny, and working double the hours that she's used to working.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure it was just like a rough.
She's got a lot going on.
Yeah. So anyway, so we weren't able to get a full episode in. So Kelsey's like, I'm going to go on with you and we'll do a mini-sode.
Yeah, good enough.
Good enough. We got Kelsey. But here's the thing. You need a Kelsey update in your life because she has an apartment.
Yeah. Remember how nervous you were? And now I live somewhere.
Dude, I was freaking the F out.
You were really stressed out. I was very cavalier because I knew it was going to happen. It happened. I moved in. I have an apartment.
Oh my gosh.
It's like 3 blocks from here. Jackie and I actually just had lunch and then walked over there to see it. You're obsessed.
Dude, I'm obsessed. I want to be a single hip girl like Kelsey living downtown in this apartment. She reminds me of like New Girl. Like she needs to have big brown hair with like a fringe or bangs or whatever you call it.
And wide like doe eyes.
And big wide doe eyes.
So annoying.
Why is that so annoying?
Those eyes.
Like, I love them. I want to look like her.
So yeah, I moved into my apartment. I hired movers, which was very stressful because I've never done that before. And it made me feel kind of bougie. But... now I moved in and I have an apartment and no one needs to be stressed out anymore.
Well, I'm just glad that you're not homeless. That was my number one fear.
I didn't ever think that was going to happen, but thank you.
Well, you are freaking me out. But things are good. Okay, second update. We did an episode about Nikki's wedding we were planning and it already passed. Last weekend we went to it and it was awesome.
It was everything I had hoped it would be and more. Like, we got ready for this wedding for so long and we talked about it and we planned our outfits and then it finally happened and it was perfect.
Here's the thing. It was like the best mashup of comedians, Indians, and Americans. That I've ever seen.
Okay, to back up, the groom is a comedian. If you didn't listen to the episode that Nikki is on, the groom is a comedian. So, like, basically all of his groomsmen and the guy officiating the wedding, all comedians.
Yes, and funny.
Like, legit funny.
So, like, I was worried about the best man speeches because I was kind of like, I get it, you're a comedian, you think you're really funny, but will I think you're funny? Will I laugh?
And at that point, we were pretty hangry. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's talk about that real quick. My girl, Nikki, where's the grub?
Okay, wedding at 4:30, cocktail hour at 5:30, dinner at 6:30. It all seems great in theory. Things go wrong. It's a wedding. Like, I feel like I have never been to a wedding where everything was on time.
So, no.
open bar. So Jackie and I are just kicking a few back, waiting for dinner to be served.
I had 4.5 all day IPAs in 1 hour.
Yeah, I had 5 while we were waiting for dinner to be served, because what else are you going to do?
Right.
And then when they got back, they did the speeches before they did the food.
Which is normal.
Like,
but it was still late.
This better be a good speech, or I'm going to go up and help myself to that food.
Oh, yeah. This was the first time I heard a speech and I wasn't like, get done talking so I can eat.
No, it went really quick and they were really good. Really funny.
Dude, they had 3 buffets.
Oh, my God.
This was amazing. They had a nacho buffet, an Indian buffet, and a pasta buffet.
I'm getting sweaty just thinking about it. That pasta, though.
Oh, that's all I had was the tortellinis.
The next morning, Jackie and I, both, I'm sure, a little hungover, were texting each other that we wanted more pasta.
Dude, I wanted more tortellinis.
It was so
They were
good.
So good. I wanted to go up and get more, but the line was too long. And I didn't want to wait.
But also, I didn't know if it was just that good because I had waited for it for so long, or was it actually that good?
That's a good point. And I was drunk. Right. Other thing they had a cupcake tree of like mini cupcakes.
Forgot about that.
I had 6. I had 6 of them. And like when I got done eating the 6th one, well, first I had 4 because I had 1 of each. Then I was like, yep. I want one more. Then I went up and grabbed 2 more. And this is all in one sitting.
Yep.
And I had 2 more. And I'd eat them 1 bite.
Well, it's a mini cupcake. So like when we went up the first time, I remember thinking, I don't have the hands for this. So I put mini cupcakes like in between each of my fingers.
Yeah.
And, like
brass knuckles, but they're cupcake knuckles. Cupcake nuts.
That's how fat I am.
No.
At heart.
At heart.
And they also had a popcorn bar. As to take home as like your party favor?
Yes.
And
one of the popcorns I didn't like, I loved the other 2.
Which one didn't you like?
Pizza.
Oh, I loved the pizza.
The pizza flavored popcorn didn't settle well.
The pizza the next day when I was just slightly hungover, oh, it was so good.
When we woke up, I was like whiny, hungover Jackie. I said, Jim, will you go to McDonald's and get me a Coke and a McGriddle? And he said, no. And I said, please, Jim, I just don't feel good. My head hurts. And I have to go to Grand Con and I gotta be in a costume. And he said, fine. And then he got up and got me McDonald's.
Just to shut you up.
Yes. And it worked. I ate that McDonald's and I felt like a new woman.
But did you try the Indian food the night of the wedding? Because
no.
I didn't.
No, me neither.
Oh, we kind of messed up then.
Well, I love Indian food too. Like Curry Kitchen, that's my shit.
I've never had it, I don't think.
What? Naan bread all day, all night.
The line was always super long, and I was starving, so I couldn't wait in that super long line.
And then they played Taylor Swift.
Yep.
We and got down, my whole night was made.
We got down on the dance floor to Taylor Swift. That was one of, like, 2 songs that I danced to, and then we went home.
Okay, you're going to think I'm crazy. I'm sorry. I feel like I should stop the recording because I'm going so crazy. Okay. I just had this random thought in my head, and I'm like, we need to switch to a darker subject.
Okay.
But now it's awkward because I made it weird.
Okay, just talk about it.
Should I just keep recording?
Yeah, just go.
Okay, we're still recording. So, did you see Trump's speech, President Trump's speech?
No.
Oh, my God. I felt sick to my stomach all morning. I was having, like, nightmares.
Why? What happened?
Because he was, like, saying these terrible things about North Korea. Like, we'll demolish you type things.
Oh, that's fun.
And it made me really nervous. Like, don't talk that way to North Korea.
I didn't even know this was a thing. Why didn't I even see
this? I think it was yesterday. He's like, it was much. It was too much. Like, no president has addressed him this way or something like that. Don't use me as your political source. I'm like obviously butchering this, but it was enough to make me cringe up. And then I had to change the TV station twice because 2 stations were talking about it and it was making me really uncomfortable.
Okay, but on that same topic, can we talk about American Horror Story?
Okay.
This is the most random mini-sode ever.
Okay.
I'm trying to get a lot of stuff in, like,
Wait,
really
back
quick.
Up. But, so you didn't hear about the presidential address?
No, I didn't know anything about it.
So let's just say it gave me daymares.
Daymares?
Now we're going to switch up. We're switching gears. American Horror Story.
Well, because President Trump, and then I thought about
American
Horror Story.
I didn't watch it last night, though. Did you?
No, I've still only watched the pilot because I was...
What?
I'm moving. I don't have cable right now.
Girl.
Okay, but let's talk about the pilot because that Cheeto scene.
Oh, my God. No, it makes me, like, really uncomfortable. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm freaking out.
Okay, Evan Peters is such a good actor.
I hate him.
I legit got the chills when he was walking down that hallway with a bag of Cheetos. I was like, what's he doing?
What's he doing? And then he covered his face in them.
He put them in a blender and then covered his face and hands with Cheetos so that he would look like the president. And he was like very happy about
it. To back up, the idea of American Horror Story, the new season, is basically two extremists. One that is extreme conservative Republican, but extreme not the kind of person that is an everyday Republican.
Correct.
And then the other is extreme liberal Democrat, yes. extreme. And it's the two of them, and it's kind of hard to explain from there without giving away too many details, but
well,
my God.
Just say it opens on election night, and it shows yeah. like the two like
reactions.
Complete opposite reactions, like complete devastation.
And both are
and so happy.
Mentally unhinged reactions.
Oh, yeah. And both are already unstable.
And I think that's what I like about when I first saw that was the subject of it, I was a little nervous because to be honest, we've gone over this. I'm a Democrat. I'm a liberal, yeah. and I'm not a fan. But I'm also not a fan of disrespecting authority.
Correct.
Like that, it makes me uncomfortable.
Correct.
So I was a little nervous, like, oh, is this going to be a way we're going to bash our president? Because I just feel like, oh my gosh, so much has changed. In 2017, we're actually doing this? This is what we're doing?
Right.
But then when I saw the take they did, how they're really looking at two extremists, and both look ridiculous in their own ways.
Correct.
It made me less uncomfortable.
But I just want to see how this all, like, ties together because it's about the election, but it's also about clowns. So, like,
well, it's a cult.
Right. But, like, where does...
I don't think the election has anything to... I don't think it's even about the election and
I heard that it was a recurring theme throughout.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I think the recurring... I think it's loose recurring theme from what I've taken. I'm all the way through it other than last night's episode. So I've watched three episodes. And what I take away right now is that the election is the catalyst for the events.
For the cults.
That unfold. Yes.
Ooh.
So, like, the extremists are using the election to their advantage... And the other side of things are using... Exactly.
I'm terrified of clowns.
Like, oh, I'm not. Did you see it?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I loved it.
I had nightmares for days.
Can we talk about how I can't get this quote out of my head? You like popcorn, Georgie? Pop, 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 pop. Oh!
And the little boy was laughing. And I'm like, that's not funny. That's not funny.
What about that freaking Pennywise bullcrap makes you laugh? Like, that's fricked up.
I
covered it with fricked.
His face, I see it in my nightmares.
Dude, here's my thing is I'm not really afraid of clowns, so that part doesn't bother me. But it was good. Have you ever read the book?
No, I'm too scared.
Dude, you would die. There's some effed up stuff in the book.
It's like that episode effed of Friends up. Where they're too scared to read the book and they put it in the freezer. That's me. The book is in my freezer.
The book isn't any more scary. It's just effed up.
I feel like it would be a lot more scary.
Okay, fun fact about the book, a scene that they cut from both movies, is after the children kill it or think they've killed it, they are trapped in the sewers underground because, you know, they're basically in
right, that was my thing. Like, how do you
they're
get back
trapped
up?
Down there, and the girl, Beverly, comes to realization that I need to sleep with each of these boys to get out. I'm not lying. They were like 12 in the book, too. And she has sex with each of them. That's
and
in the
then,
book.
And then they get out?
Then they get out.
Why is that the solution?
In the book, the symbolism is two things. One, they're like growing up and like it's like
you're only 12.
Growing up moment, I know. And the other thing it was symbolizing was they're packed, like their bond. Like they share this experience. It's this bond, like they did the blood pact. That
so
was their pact.
Let's run a train on this girl?
Well, it was her idea. It wasn't their idea. It's still screwed up. It's effed up. But they cut it from both movies, obviously.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Oh, and you think the bully scenes were bad in the movie?
Oh, I can't.
The book would make you sick.
The movie made me sick.
Yeah, it made me uncomfortable. But it was good.
And, like, the scenes of the girl with her dad.
Oh, stop.
Oh.
Oh, girl.
I'm, like, cringing just.
I know. Now I'm, like, frick.
Nope.
Frick.
Nope.
This has been the best mini-show so far. What else can we talk about? And it's like, we have crammed so much in.
Okay.
What else do we need to say?
Art prize. Do you want to talk about art prize?
Oh, fart prize.
Art prize has officially started today.
And you call it fart prize, and I always will call it fart prize because it makes me mad.
You know how I know art prize has started? Because I went to walk from my apartment to work, and I had to walk around five different classrooms of third graders in my way.
My favorite.
please move.
I hate it. I hate it. Here's the thing about Art Prize. It's like the greatest thing for our city.
It's so awesome.
It's horrible if you work downtown. It's just horrible.
It's so awesome to come and experience Art Prize. But if you live or work in downtown Grand Rapids, you hate it.
Dude, you just do.
There are people everywhere. There are cars everywhere. No one knows how to drive or park. Please get out of my way.
Right. Today, so we have a parking garage and we get to park there for a discounted rate for working here. Uh-huh. So I have a pass, like we both do, to mm-hmm. get into this lot, right? Mm-hmm. I go into the lot today and normally I'm on the second or third level.
Oh, no.
The roof.
Oh,
I got here earlier than normal. I was on the roof. This is day one.
Art Prize. And now not only...
Fart Prize.
Not only are the people, cars, whatever, gross, but we also have a really awesome pop-up studio during Art Prize.
Dude, I kind of like it, though.
It's I love the pop-up studio. I think it's awesome, but we have... Between all five of our radio stations, we kind of mix it up and send one person out there every day to do their show, and one day it'll be the country station, and then
guess who's there today?
Have to go out.
Me!
And what sucks about that is normally Jackie and I hang out at work, and now we can't because we're in two different buildings.
I have no one to hang out with. My life is... picture your office. You have your office bestie that you, go walk down the hall and see all the time. That's Kelsey. I walk down the hall and see Kelsey all the time. What am I going to do when I'm at the UICA all by myself?
And also, it's like we're in a fishbowl when we're in the Hot FM studio. You should see the pop-up studio.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about the windows here in the Hot FM studio that lead to the hallway. You can see us on both walls.
Mm-hmm.
The UICA studio, it's all day, every day.
Yeah, and people just stand in the doorway and stare at you while you're talking on the radio.
It's so uncomfortable.
Hello. Here I am.
I'm here. I'm on the radio. And then I like when people ask me questions are you? And I'm thinking they're going to say Jackie Green, and I'm about to say yes. And uh-huh. they say, are you that girl from the mornings?
Rachel.
And I'll say Rachel, and I'll say no, and they'll name some random girl from another station, and I'm like,
I'm surprised. Normally they just say, are you on the radio right now?
Oh, I like that one too.
No, I'm not. I'm just sitting here.
Well, be honest. Last year you were just sitting there.
I was.
Girl, you were about to pull the wool over these guys' eyes. She last year recorded the whole show and just sat there and pretended to be live.
We were having technical difficulties.
It still happened.
It did happen, and I had to sit there for 4 hours and do nothing.
And pretend you were live.
Yep. Probably going to do it again this year.
Go live. It's not so bad. Once you figure it out in that area, it's not too terrible.
No, there was no issues on that end. It was someone here who was new and couldn't
messing
figure out
up.
What they needed to do.
My God.
Are we done? I have to get back to work.
All right. I guess the last thing I have to tell you is I was in the bathroom for 30 minutes today because we went to lunch and I had something called cheeseburger soup and I bragged about how good it was the whole lunch, and then I was in the bathroom for 30 minutes.
Here's my thing. Jackie and I had lunch at...
Shout them out. I just said how their soup made me sick.
Just bleep that part out.
Okay.
Jackie and I had lunch at a place that's known for having a lunch buffet that mostly consists of pizza. So why would you go and get soup anyways?
Cheeseburger soup. It was the bomb. It was the bomb going down. But then it kept going down until I made it to the bathroom.
Until it just and came then, all the way
and then
out.
It was not. It was down. The good news is I think I lost 2 pounds.
Oh, great.
The bad news is now I'm hungry again.
I have candy in my purse. Come downstairs with me.
All right. I have to actually go and be live on the radio.
That's true.
I'm on the radio, Mom.
Okay, I have to go to work.
All right, fine. Thanks for joining me in this chit-chat, this mini-sode of Hodgepodge-ness.
Bye-bye.
Bye.